Blog Talk Radio.
My Yahweh King, my Elohim, who got us over at seas, came through visions of dreams. My memory takes to enlightened paths. Give praises for what I have. Yahweh, my friend, always remember that, cause I don't know my latter half. Ending with situation pending, stay away from intentional sin and that be wisdom. And departing from evil, be my understanding. Y'all lady blessed planets, don't want to take it for granted. Remember, y'all, when we were hungry, you reigned in manna. There's sad a heart and darkness, sweet apply the troubled waters. Now we see we can keep your laws and all our dwelling quarters. Departing from your way exactly when the evil started. Y'all give the who, what, where, and the how to. Every nation, every nigga, y'all who they are vowed to. Sing glory to your name is something that I'm proud to. Don't know why you did it, but I'm happy that I found you. A soldier's ballad. Yo. Reuben, Simeon, Benyam, and Yehuda night. Eight more tribes, we a nation, the Israelites. Kicked out of land cause we didn't keep y'all laws right. Follow path for the wicked reason for our failed plight. Y'all gave us laws and our life for our substance, but we follow policies. The men with you just like the heathens. Took what was right and turning into wicked. Scattered from the four corners, now the holy land. Mourning for the souls that was lost. Product of a slave mentality. The first man to serve another god was the casualty. Made that for my king in metropolis, Babylon, even though my way's not popular. A soldier will stand up and die for his king, cause he know of the blessing and tithe is his brain. Pray that my spirit can be shaped and then molded. Stand for my God and be very like Moses, a soldier's ballad.
Praise Yah.
Be thou strong and very courageous. Spread Yah truth to Yah Hakom all ages. Don't be afraid of the stone cold faces, spitting defaming in their murderous hatred. I've made you more adamant than stone. You're my messenger, my son. I'm your holy one. I raise you up early to tell the people. Thus saith Yah. Moreover, they'll turn to you to show the plot against you. And burn you with the soldiers. They'd rather hear Oprah or a soldier or his smooth semantics of horror by Rick Ross. But thou warn them of me. It's my people who are called by my name. Glorify Yah from the wicked ways they change. But why will ye die, O Beth Israel? Rise from the valley of Sheol, cold name hell. Listen to what Isha told ya. Obadiah, here's your ballad of a soldier. May Yah behold ya.
Because we don't take pride in your laws, but take pride in our flaws.
We have made our way unclean like a woman's menstrual rag, but yet we brag about what we have instead of what we've had. Our mentality's bad. Because we shed the blood of my brothers and sisters on the street to get in his feet, like Abel when Cain slew him. Am I my brother's keeper? The question we ask, that's reminiscent to him. Y'all, we like your laws in Leviticus 15. Do we have a running issue when it comes to serving you? You have an elect, a chosen few, that will open up their windows like Daniel will openly praise your holy name, Yah. Right in the midst of Babylon, that is mental stealth. So when I yell, Babylon, you're wrong, Babylon, you're wrong, Babylon, you're wrong, Babylon, you're wrong, then I must not walk in the way that I put in this song. So that Yah, praise be to the Almighty Yahweh, our Elohim. You soldiers valid. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to see another beautiful day to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. This program is nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Obadiah Israel at the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the Elder Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Israel. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yah is the Savior, the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world today. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our King, and He only will save us. So it's a great honor to give praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And this evening, we plan on bringing another beautiful presentation and the glorification and praises of the Most High. Because truly, Yahweh is worthy to be praised, and He needs to be praised. And I hope, and I just want to say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk. For I know that the only reason why you're tuning in and listening is because of your fear and your love towards Yahweh our Elohim. And truly, I hope that everyone's been tuning in this week and listening to the programs, listening to the messages from Yah's messengers, bringing the words of Yahweh and establishing what exactly wisdom is to number our days. Because it said this in the book of Psalms, the 90th chapter. In Psalms 90 and verse 11, it reads, "Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And that's the truth. We have to do the necessary things to apply our hearts to wisdom, because Yah's wrath, Yah's judgment, is coming upon this earth rapidly. And if we don't prepare ourselves, if we don't caution ourselves, if we don't bethink ourselves and consider the times that we're in, we're facing great peril, great destruction from the Most High. And this is what it says in Psalms 90. It's the same thing that it's saying in Zephaniah, the second chapter. It's commanding for our people to gather ourselves together. We are that nation that's not desired. Before the decree breaks forth and before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon us, this decree has gone forth and the day is passing as the chaff. And every day that we ignore this, every day that we don't cause it to come to our hearts and our minds, is another day closer to us being consumed by the very wrath of Yahweh. And what can save us? What can bring us salvation? It's going to be the wisdom of Yah. It's going to be knowledge of the holy. So it's imperative that we adhere to these things and apply our hearts, our ears, and our works to wisdom so that we may number our days. Because contrary to what it may be said in the world, we don't have an unlimited amount of time. Contrary to what the words of the world may say, we don't just have an endless supply of time. And Yah just said he will be here in 400 years, but really he meant 410 years, 480 years, 500 years. Yahweh is not running on CP time. Yahweh's time is direct. Yah's time is precise. Yah's time is exact. So we must know these times so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Because if you listen to the world today, and if you listen to these so-called preachers, these pastors, these leaders, they will have you under the impression that we are forsaken. Yes, Yahweh's people on the face of this earth are forsaken. And that Yahweh has left with no designated return set at all. And that Yahweh's people, the best way we're going to have to get up out of this oppression, the best way to get up out of this affliction, is we just going to have to hustle and grind our way out of it. Well, is this what Yah has commanded us to do? Is this what Yahweh has set forth for his servants to do? To be put into captivity, to be scattered to the four corners of the earth, only to just have to swim your way out of it, walk your way out of it, crawl your way out of it, with no type of plan, no type of resolve? Is this what the true and living Elohim has for his people? This is what we're going to read today. This is what we're going to discuss today. Who has Yahweh forsaken? How long did he forsake them? And when will he return to those whom he has forsaken? We must apply our hearts to wisdom, because this question is very pertinent and important to the world, not only to Yah's servants, but to the entire world. If you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. In Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Isaiah 62 and verse 1, it reads, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hands of Yah, and a royal diadem in the hands of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hezbollah, and thy land Beulah, for Yah delighteth in, and thy land shall be married." And this is what Yahweh has in store for the righteous, because the righteous is seeking after righteousness. They seeking after the ways of Yahweh. The righteous are seeking after wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And once these things are found, once these things are obtained, once these things are applied, the Most High said that we will no longer be termed forsaken. Because Yahweh will not only reveal himself to his people, Yahweh will reveal himself to the world. And the Gentiles shall come to the righteous light. But why is this thing not being seen today? Why is this thing not being determined today? Instructions was given to Yah's servant, and these instructions weren't hearkened to. These instructions wasn't comprehended, and they weren't applied, and they weren't applied. What were the instructions? What was the directions that Yah had his servants deliver to the entire nation of Israel? Well, this is the message that he had delivered. It's in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. And in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. 2 Chronicles 15 and 1 reads, "And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin." Well, the first thing we see is that the spirit of Elohim has to be upon Yahweh's servant. This is applying your hearts unto wisdom, because now we have to apply these instructions that the spirit of Elohim is giving his people. The spirit of Elohim is moving his people to do. And what are the instructions that he's moving us to do? Well, let's continue reading. It reads, "Yahweh is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." And this is the truth today, yesterday, and tomorrow. If we are with Yahweh, the true and living Elohim, then surely he will be with us. Surely he will be our shield. Surely he will be our strength. Surely he will be our counselor. Surely he will be the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. All the things that are pertinent to life will we have when we are nigh unto our Elohim. Yahweh will be all these things unto his people. But rest assured, don't even blink an eye. Don't even doubt it. If we forsake the Most High will forsake us. And let's read what happens when the Most High forsakes you. It says, "Now for a long season, Israel have been without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they are in trouble, when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, and sought him, he was found of him, of them. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries." So the Most High has let you know, when we forsake Yah, we forsake our heritage. We forsake everything that is relevant to salvation to us. That's why we go long seasons without the true Elohim, without a teaching priest, and without law. Things are not just based off of geographical locations. It's not because Yahweh said, "Look, I done took you out of Jerusalem, so now I can't be of no effect to you." No, these things happen because we have forsaken the Most High. So even when we're on the four corners of the earth, even when we're in captivity, what are we to do? We are to return unto our Elohim. Because in our times of trouble, in the times of travail, it says that we turned unto Yah and sought him, and he was found of them that sought him. So who has Yahweh forsaken? Well, the answer is Yahweh has forsaken all those who have forsaken him. Everyone that's done went after the imaginations of their own heart. Every one of us that have went after the imaginations of our own mind. Every one of us that have went after the imagination of the doctrines that are before us today. And now we have cast Yahweh to the side. And now we say, look, not only get the true and living Elohim out the way, but get his servant out the way that's coming in his name, that's coming to give us his words, because we don't need that anymore. We're in a new dispensation now. We're in a new system. And in the system that we're in now, the ways of Yah just not going to work. Now, maybe if we get back home and able to apply self-determination, then we can go back to the ways of Yah. But while we're in captivity, the ways of Yah are null and void. Well, speaking in those terms, speaking in those words, that's exactly what the people have done. They forsaken Yah. And if you are telling people that they can't keep the Shabbat day, that they can't keep the laws of the Most High, that Yahweh doesn't have any sanctuaries except in Jerusalem, that Yahweh doesn't take glory in tithes and offerings, that Yahweh doesn't speak to his servants anymore. All of these things are people that stuff forsook the Most High speak of. Nobody seeking the Most High would ever say things like this. Nobody that has ever heard the voice or read the words of the Most High with understanding will utter these words. But these are the speeches of those that have forsaken the Most High. Turn with me to Proverbs, the 28th chapter. And what's one major way that you can see if you forsaken Elohim and that Elohim have forsaken you? Well, the major thing that you start doing is your foot start to move. And this is why wisdom will let you know to keep thy foot. Keep your foot, keep your mouth, keep yourself still. Because when you're still and you're not moving around all over the place, and you're not talking every 5 seconds, you're not being satisfied by the words of your own lips, by the meditations of your own heart, when you're not being moving every 5 seconds, like, oh, let me see what they're talking about over here. Now your feet just being swift and running into some mischief. But when your feet start to moving, it's a lot of perverseness that can take place from moving your foot. And in Proverbs, let's see one of the ways of where your foot moves. And what does it do when it moves? In Proverbs, the 28th chapter and the 9th verse, it reads, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be an abomination." So you start taking away your, you move your foot, now you're taking away your ears. And now your ears just refuse to hear the word, the laws of Elohim. And now in your time of trouble, now in our time of travail, now in our times of darkness, when we need the Most High the most, and we bow our knees to the ground, and we raise our hands, the Most High said, look, I see you praying to me, but your prayers to me are an abomination. It's almost as if you digging up your nose while you're doing it. Or urinating while you're doing it. These things are just an abomination. Like, you coming to me, now you praying to me, but you done dedicated your works to these idols? You done dedicated your servitude to these idols? You done took money out of my house, so I said there'd be meat in my house so that the world would know that I'm the true and living Savior, and you done took it to the whorehouse. And now the preacher done tricked away your money. Now the pastors done tricked away your money. Now they done tricked away all of your, now you speaking great words against me because of your actions. And now everything is failing you. Your health is failing you. Your household's failing you. Your money's failing you. Everything's failing you. Now you want to return to me with your hands spread as if you did nothing. Well, the Most High said, look, even your prayers will be an abomination. Because Yahweh saying, look, don't just come to me with your hands out. You got to show me something. You got to show me some works. You got to put in, you're going to get out what you put in. And if you don't forsook me, you haven't put in anything. So you're not going to get nothing out. So we got to show the Most High works. And that's why it says in this same chapter, in the 18th verse, it says, Proverbs 28 and 18 reads, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. But he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. And that's what you're seeing in the world today. Our people are walking in their own ways. They're walking after the imaginations of their own heart. They're doing the things that's not pleasing to the Most High. They refuse to hear the words of the Most High. They refuse to hear the laws of the Most High. And then wonder why they're not blessed. Wonder why their paths are not prosperous. Wonder why everything that they set their hands to do is supposed to be golden, but it just turns into dust. It just shrivels up, dries away, and becomes nothing. Well, because you done turned your ear from hearing the law. And now you're doing things that's perverse in the sight of the Most High. You're doing things that are abominable in the eyes of the Most High. And the Most High says, surely if you do these things, you're going to perish. You're going to fall, all of you at once. You and everyone that follows you. So these things are not a mere coincidence. These are the works of those that have forsaken the Most High. These are the works of the people that have turned their ears and their feet from the Most High. And as we read in 2 Chronicles 15, if we forsake Yah, Yahweh will forsake us. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. Because when we have forsaken the Most High, Yahweh has forsaken us. That means that everything that we have put our hands to do, it will not prosper. It will not bud. It will not grow to something righteous. Because we have set our works to speak against the Most High. And you know what will happen if we put our hands to works without praising the Most High? Without turning to the Most High and it prosper, you know what will happen? That'll be our speaking point. Man, I don't serve the Most High. That's what they say out in the world today. Well, I don't serve your God. I got me a nice house. And I work on your Sabbath day. I got a nice house. I got a nice car. I got a lot of money in my bank account. I don't wear the same suit in a week. So I don't know what you're talking about. I done seen you with that same outfit that you done had on. But you talking about Yahweh is with you. Man, get out of my face with that. But don't you know that when all the trinkets of Babylon fall, you fall with it? That's why I say those that done turned their ear from the Most High, they shall all fall at once. But when Yahweh is with you, and when Yahweh hasn't forsaken you, new things appear. New things happen. In the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 28th verse. Numbers 16 to 28 reads, and Moses said, hereby ye shall know that Yahweh hath sent me to do all these works. And this is what the world don't recognize today. Why? Because they have forsaken the Most High. They have forsaken the Most High, so they don't even know when good is that they miss. They don't even know when a servant is doing works in the name of the Most High, guided by the Most High. And they start speaking words against man because as a man, I don't have to respect you. As a man, I don't have to fear you. You a man like me. You bleed like me. You breathe like me, you'll die like me. So I got to respect you. So now when you come in the name of the Most High, now when you bring your words to the Most High, it's lightly esteemed. But this is what we've been learning all week. Teach us to apply wisdom so that we can number our days. The only way that you're going to receive wisdom is by the words of Yah. And Yah is revealing his words through his servants. But when we constantly ignore this, these instructions, and when we constantly cast them to the side, new things happen, but it's not to the glorification of you. For those that have forsook the Most High, Yahweh will show you that he has forsaken you. Let's continue reading. Number 16 and 28. It says that Moses said, "Hereby ye shall know that Yahweh have sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. And if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh have not sent me. But if Yahweh maketh a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they shall go down quickly into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked Yah." And that's what happens when you forsake Yah. When we forsake Yah, we provoke Yah. We saying, "Yahweh, I don't believe you. You need more people. You said 400 years. Well, guess what? I'm going to go out to the people and tell them 400 years have already passed. Now it's 430 years. Now it's an unlimited amount of times. Yahweh, you say return unto me by keeping the Shabbat. This is how you show you know me. I'm going to go out in the world and I'm going to tell the people, don't keep your Shabbats. Because a Shabbat don't mean freedom. And you can't keep a Shabbat if you're not free." Speaking great words against the Most High. Why? Because they have forsaken the Most High. And that's why it says, "But he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once." That's right. When Yahweh is with you, Yahweh will preserve you. But if you forsake him, then everything falls at once. So everything that you put stock in, everything that you put trust in, everything that you look towards to be your Elohim, it all falls at once. All of it. And you fall with it. And who has Yahweh forsaken? All of those who have forsook him. And we're going to see. And we see who's forsaken Yah. And we see if you have eyes that can see, ears that can perceive and hear, whom Yahweh has forsaken. Because all you got to do is look at their walk. Listen to their words. Don't look at their trinkets. Because their trinkets may fool you. Look at their words. And look, are they applying their hearts unto wisdom to number their days? And I can guarantee you, I can assure you, they're not. And they're being consumed daily. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter. In Isaiah, the 65th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. Because like I said, when you don't forsake Yah, Yahweh will show you new things. Now, either these things will be to the glory of the Most High, or it will be to the detriment of you and I. But either way, new things will take place. But when you with the Most High and he with you, you will see the fruits of your labor. And you will see the benefits of what it is to be with the true and living Elohim. In Isaiah 65, verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create for, in which that I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more dents in infant of days, nor in old man that have not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring it forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of Yahweh, and their offspring with them. This is what happened when Yahweh causes new things to happen. Remove them curses from off of us. So no longer will you build a house and another man dwell in it. No longer will we plant vineyards and another man eat the fruit of it. No, Yahweh said you're going to reap from the harvest that you've planted. You done built a new house, you're going to be able to enjoy it. For even the sinner going to live to be 100 years old. Because when you refuse to forsake Yah, even when you fall short, if you be with Yahweh, then he be with you. But if we forsake Yah, he will forsake us. So we got to cleave to the Most High and not forsake him. And know that he will deliver us and that his laws are not outdated. The same thing that Yahweh requires of past is what he requires of the future. When he say build houses and plant vineyards, well, what do we see will it take place in future times? Building houses, planting vineyards. Because Yahweh's instructions don't have to fit and cater to man. Man's ways got to cater to Yah. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Because if you stick to Yah, you don't forsake Yah, Yahweh will cause new things to take place. And Yahweh will establish his word. And Yahweh will establish his servants. And you see that things that are taking place in times of old will be taking place in the times of the future. Because Yahweh's laws are perfect. That's how they convert the soul. Because they're perfect. And you can't make anything more perfect, but you can make it less perfect, because as soon as you start adding to and diminishing from it, now you've made it something tainted. Now you've made it something that's no longer perfect because you've added to it now and or you've taken away from it. So it's no longer perfect. But Yahweh said that these things will happen for those that haven't forsook him. But for those that have forsook him, Yahweh's judgment is recorded in his book, in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, in the 23rd verse. It reads, "And this shall come to pass that from one new month to another, and from one Shabbat to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh." Now, why is the new month and why is the Shabbat connected? Because just like every 7 days is the Shabbat day. Every 30 days is a new month. These are fixed times. That's why these days can go hand in hand together. These days go hand in hand because they're fixed. You never going to have the Most High come and say, well, this month, the Sabbath day is the seventh day, but next month is going to be the fifth day. And then the month after that is going to be the third day. No, the Sabbath day is fixed. The Sabbath day is fixed. Just like all the standards that come with keeping the Shabbat day is fixed. Because the Sabbath day, Sabbath, is the chief. So it set the standard for all of Yahweh's Shabbats. And the new month set the standard for all the months. If it's 30 days in 1 month, if it's 30 days in 5 months, then it's 30 days in every month. And this is why I say that Yahweh don't change, so that we may fear before him. And what are we to do? Apply our hearts unto wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. This is why his word doesn't change. This is why his laws doesn't change. And this is why his servants must not change. Because Yahweh will be with you if we be with him. But if we forsake him, he'll forsake us. And in verse 24, it says, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. And that's what those that forsook the Most High are. They are an abhorring to all flesh. They're not only a nuisance to you and I, they a nuisance to the whole world. Because they don't bring no productivity to the world. Now imagine forsaking Yah. Now if you forsaken Yah, you done forsaken this word. If you forsaken this word, you forsaken this law. If you forsaken his law, you forsaken his commandments. If you forsaken his commandments, you forsaken his statutes. If you forsaken his statutes, you are forsaken his judgments. Now imagine a fool like that walking the face of this earth. That has forsook it all. No wonder there's so much chaos going on in the world today. And the people blaming everything else. Man, it's the president. It's the food. It's the environment. Man, it's the ghettos, it's the children, it's this and it's that. Yes, all these things are true because all these elements, people have forsaken the Most High. And Yahweh has left people to their own devices. And now all they're doing is just utterly destroying themselves. That's all that they're doing. It's utterly destroying themselves. But this is why Yahweh's servant is asking for wisdom to be applied so that we can number our days. We can apply our hearts unto wisdom. We can return back to wisdom and say, look, my ways have brought me nothing but destruction and anguish. I return it back to my Elohim, where my path was pleasant. And even in the dark time, Yahweh was with me. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In Proverbs, the 30th chapter, I'm going to read the 7th verse. Proverbs 30 and 7. It reads, two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor the name of my Elohim in vain. See, this is what the righteous ask for, is balance. Balance. Like, I don't want to be too rich. I don't want to be poor, because in either state, it's a false balance of one or the other. It's going to cause me to break your word. It's going to cause me in some way to forsake you. And I don't want you to forsake me. So if I'm rich, I'd be like, man, please, I don't got to serve y'all no more. I got what I need. Or I'd be poor and be forced to steal and take my name, the name of my Elohim, in vain. Either aspect is not positive. Either way is not a glorification to the Most High. This is what it looks like to apply your hearts unto wisdom. And who is righteous that Yahweh has ever forsaken? Let us keep reading these testimonies. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 11th verse. Deuteronomy 8 and 11. It reads, beware that thou forget not Yahweh thy Elohim, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, least when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forgettest Yahweh, thy Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through this that great and terrible wilderness, wherein was fiery serpents and scorpions in drought, wherein there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of the flint. Yahweh has given his attributes, and Yahweh is saying, look, I can bless your hands, and I will bless your hands. But don't, when your belly full, and you got herds and flocks, and I've increased you in gold and silver, had the audacity to say, look, man, your heart, in your heart to say, man, come on, man, who is Yah? And Yahweh said, I'm the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt. And you're going to forsake me for a piece of gold, a piece of silver, for some herds and some flocks? You're going to forsake me for all my stuff. Now, what sense does that make? To forsake Yahweh for all the stuff that he's created, that belongs unto him anyway. Talking about, man, you can't pay tithes. Tithes only went to the priest. Full tithes went to Yahweh. And Yahweh dispensed it out for the fatherless and for the poor and for the Levites and for the strangers. Yahweh dispensed it out that way, not you and I. We didn't come up with that law. But when we forsake Yah, he forsake us. And now you done turned your foot from the littlest thing, and now you don't understand Yahweh's word at all. Why? Because you were full. And your heart got lifted. And you said, man, who is this Elohim that brought me out of the land of Egypt? Matter of fact, we still in Egypt. I don't have to depend on Yahweh's word only. I can read other books. I can go to other doctrines. I can listen to man. He know what he talking about. He got just as much wisdom as the Most High. Well, all you got to do is walk in that way and see how much prosperity comes to you if you believe in that. Turn with me into the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Because what are we discussing? Who has Yahweh forsaken? Well, Yahweh has forsaken those that have forsaken him. And if we hearken into the words of the Most High, if we hearken into the instructions of the Most High, if we seek in our knowledge of the Holy, if we truly are petitioning to the Most High to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, it's going to look a certain way. And it's going to be a certain way. And we're going to act and carry ourselves a certain way. But when we don't, all we have shown is we forsook in the Most High. In Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 20, it reads, but Yah, he hath taken and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, Yah was angry with me for your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, that I should not go in unto that good land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything, which Yah thy Elohim hath forbidden thee. For Yahweh thy Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. And when thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shalt thou do evil in the sight of Yah, thy Elohim, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you amongst the nations, and ye shall be left few in number amongst the heathens, where the Yah thy Elohim shall lead you. And there ye shall serve deities, works of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. This is the condition of those when you have forsaken the Most High. And if we hearken unto instructions, if we're hearkening unto wisdom, this is what wisdom is screaming for us not to do. It's screaming, don't forsake the true and living Elohim. Remember these covenants. Now, how are you remembering these covenants if you're not even keeping one of Yah's seven everlasting covenants? If you treat the Sabbath day as you treat every other one of the 6 days of the week, how are you remembering the covenants of Yahweh? How are you sanctifying yourself unto Yahweh? Well, I got the answer. You're not. Because you have forsaken the Most High. And therefore, that's why he has forsaken you. And the number one way to see that if Yahweh has forsaken you is all you got to see is if someone has wisdom. That's why it's the principal thing. No matter what you're doing. So if you're serving an idol, well, you say, well, let me see if Yahweh done gave you wisdom. Start asking questions about the salvation that's serving this idol, and you won't see none. You forsaken the Sabbath day. Start asking questions about when did Yahweh delight in us forsaking the Shabbat in captivity, and they won't show you none. You won't see no laws. You won't see no testimonies. You won't hear any of this because Yahweh has forsaken them. Ask anybody that say, look, man, Yahweh people are 12 different nations that make up the nation of Israel. And start asking them. And you're going to see there's no wisdom in them. Start asking people who's calling Yahweh by the name of a man and thinking that Yahweh is a man. And start checking out the wisdom. And you're going to see there's no wisdom in them. All they got is a bunch of knowledge of man, a bunch of doctrine of man. All they have is a bunch of folly. Why? Because if you forsake Yah, he will forsake you. And he's not going to forsake you and you remain with his wisdom. No, because wisdom is a spirit. And just like wisdom is a spirit, understanding is a spirit. Knowledge is a spirit. And once you went out the way of the right way, Yahweh not going to say, I'm going to keep that spirit with you. No, I'm taking my spirit back. And now if you want to retain and get these spirits back, now you got to start over again. You got to show me some works. You got to show me that you're ready to work for it. That you're ready to cleave to it and never let it go. Why? Because when we forsake Yah, he forsake us. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter. Excuse me, let me get there myself. I was in the wrong book. There we go. In Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. In Deuteronomy 15 and 17, it reads, then thou shalt take it all. And this is speaking about when your brother or your sister, when your brother come and work for you. It says, look, they work for you 6 years. You let them go in the year of release. You let them go in the seventh year. Let them go. They're going to put in their work for you 6 years, seventh year. They can go. But when your works are so pure towards the Most High, your house is blessed in the Most High, your ways are blessed in the works of the Most High, everything is prosperous in the Most High, you have become a praise in the earth because you praising your Elohim, your brother will look and say, I'm not leaving you. I came to you with nothing. Now I got a wife. I got children. Man, I'm prosperous. I'm not going nowhere. Then that's when this statue comes into play. And then it says, then thou shalt take it all and thrust it through his ear unto the door. And he shall be thy servant forever. Also unto thy maidservant, thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard unto thee when thou sendest him away free from thee. For he have been worth a doubled hire servant to thee in serving thee 6 years. And Yahweh, thy Elohim, shall bless thee in all that thou doest. Yah said, look, this thing won't even seem hard. Because a hired servant only going to work for you 3 years. But your brother, your sister, they work for you 6 years. Plenty of time for you to get what you need to get done. And get it accomplished. So you won't even feel remorse for letting them go. You're going to say, look, you done me well. You go off and be your own man. You go off and be your own woman. But like I said, when you blessed by Yah, everybody want to be blessed. You are a blessing. So they don't want to leave you. They say, look, we can do this forever. Because when you don't forsake Yahweh, when the goings of a man please Yah, even your enemies shall be at peace. Now, just look at our enemies at peace with us today. No. Are our ways in harmony with Yah? No. So that's why the scriptures say, if you forsake Yah, he will forsake you. Turn with me to the book of Job, the second chapter. There's not a man or a woman on earth in their right mind would want to leave a blessed man. When Elijah the prophet was called unto the Most High, he told Elisha, he said, look, man, we about to go over these mountains. You go your way. He said, no, I ain't going nowhere. I'm with you. Said, well, we about to go over this pond, man. You can go your way. He said, nope, I'm with you. Because when you bless, and it's by the works, and people can see the works of the Most High in you, why would you want to go anywhere? Why would you want to forsake Yah's servant being blessed by the Most High in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge? Why would you want to forsake that? The only reason why you would forsake that is if you want to forsake Yah. And you just got to be 14 karat crazy to forsake the Most High. The fountains of living waters. We got to be crazy. We got to be smitten with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. But in the book of Job, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. Because what are we discussing? Who has Yahweh forsaken? And it says, if you be with Yah, Yahweh will be with you. But if you forsake Yah, he will forsake you. And let's read, when you strong with Yahweh, when you hold on to your integrity, what does it look like? In the book of Job, the second chapter, and the 9th verse, it reads, then said he his wife unto him, dost thou still remain in thine integrity? May curse Elohim and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim? and shall not receive evil, and all that did not Job sin with his lips? This is what happened when you don't forsake the Most High. Yahweh gives you the wisdom to know, like, look, I can't expect to receive good, only good at the hand of the Most High, and not receive evil as well. That's the balance. That's to show truly that I haven't forsaken my Elohim in the days of darkness, when the times are evil. Like, I can't forsake Yahweh now, and I'm in my darkest hour. This is when I need Yahweh the most. This is when I need to cleave to my Elohim the most. And it said, in this, Job did not sin with his lips. And this man had gone through great trials and tribulations. And most of us, we don't go through a fifth of these trials and tribulations, and we're ready to forsake the Most High. Like, man, I came into this knowledge. I lost my job. The engine of my car went out. I went through my closet. Every outfit I got is mingled. I had black hair. I looked at the mirror. Now I got gray hairs everywhere. Come on, man. I can't take it. The y'all died. No, I can't do it, man. I was better off being asleep. Like, should you not receive good at the hands of the Most High and not evil as well? These things are tests. And Yahweh was with Job the whole time. Just like Yahweh was with Moses the whole time. Just like Yahweh was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the whole time. And just like Yahweh is with us the whole time. These things are just for a moment. These things are just for a season to see if we're going to keep Yahweh's commandment or no. To see if we're going to confirm Yahweh's words or no. But if we forsake Yah, he going to forsake us. No wonder it says, the wisdom of the proverb says, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think that because you're going through dark times, Yahweh has forsaken you, and you forsake him, then you were right. Yahweh did forsake you because you forsook him. But Yahweh hasn't forsaken his servants, his true servants. And Yahweh is going to reveal what he has done and how long he has done it. Not because I say so, but because Yahweh say so. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter. Because a lot of our people are under the impression that Yahweh not forsaking you means that all your path is going to be light. You're never going to run into darkness. We're never going to run into trials and tribulations. We're never going to have to face down the barrel of death. We're never going to have to make those hard decisions. We're never going to have to look grief in the face. Well, this is just not the way. Matter of fact, when these times are upon us, this is when we need to cleave to the Most High the most. That's why I let you know this in Psalms, the 34th chapter and the 17th verse. It reads, the righteous cry, and Yahweh heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. It reads, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. But evil, it shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. None of Yahweh's servants that wait for Yah shall be forsaken. And to be desolate, that's what it means. You've been forsaken. You're destitute. You're in a state of not having your true power in your midst. And Yahweh say, look, if you wait on me, you won't be desolate. But many will be your afflictions, but I'll deliver you out of them all. Why? Because if you with me, I'm with you. But if you forsake me, then I will forsake you. So who has Yahweh forsaken? Well, Yahweh has forsaken those that have forsaken him. This is how we know we can't believe in these religions. This is how we know we can't believe in these false idols that's been set up. Because all you see is works and words of men that have forsaken the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Matthew's, the 27th chapter. And in Matthew's, the 27th chapter, and the 45th verse, it reads, Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, J.C. cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, this testimony was just ripped. This is what you call swaggerjacking. Because this wasn't nothing but taken and exploited from the words of King David. Because King David asked the Most High why has he forsaken him. But when you read the text, context of what King David was petitioning, you will see that the energy, the understanding, the wisdom is far different. But this man said, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, fool, I thought you knew. Your purpose was to die. Isn't that what it said in the book of Satan John, the third chapter? In the book of Satan John, or St. John, the third chapter, and the 16th verse. It says, for God hath so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So this dude supposed to know he was sent to the world to be slain. But yet he on the tree crying. Why hast thou forsaken me? Well, fool, you knew your commission, right? But when you forsake Yah, he forsake you. And if this character ever existed, all you got to do is read his works, and you will see that this man forsook the Most High a long time ago. But this is the foolishness of what people out on the streets are witnessing to. This is the idols that people are crying unto and making supplications unto. You serving a man that have accused the Most High of forsaking him. Crying teardrops the size of blood because you didn't want this commission. You wanted the cup removed. But you knew that's what you was made for. See, this is why the Most High said, look, one of his requirements is like, look, if you faint-hearted, then go home. At least you make the heart of your brothers faint. And this dude was just faint-hearted. This is not the spirit of those that cleave to the Most High. Now let's read the original context of where this scripture was jacked from. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 22nd chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 22nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. Psalms 22:1 reads, it says, my Elohim, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my Elohim, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and am I not silent? But thou art holy, O thou that inhabiteth the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou did deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. But all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on Yahweh that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou did make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my Elohim from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. So this servant, this King David, is making a petition. Saying, I thought you forsook me, y'all, but when I read on the testimonies of my forefathers, you didn't forsake them. And now I think about it, you haven't forsaken me. You the Elohim of my mother's womb that I came out of. The very bane of my, the very purpose and power of my existence. So you haven't forsaken me. But when the people see your troubles, they'll mock and say, this is the person that's waiting on Yah. And that's what they're saying in the world today. You waiting on Yahweh? You really think he going to redeem you in 400 years? You really think he going to bring you into a land of your own? Man, you better cleave unto this system. You better cleave unto this man. You better cleave unto his ways. And this is the speech of those that have forsaken the Most High. And Yahweh said, if you forsake me, I will forsake you. And you know that this man didn't forsake the Most High. And you know that Yahweh didn't forsake him. Because this man is recorded to have written 72 psalms. And in actuality, he wrote more than this. And Yahweh said, out of his own lips, that he will perform that David is the anointed. And that he has sworn by his holiness that he will not lie unto David. Because King David didn't forsake Yahweh, and Yahweh didn't forsake King David. Every word of Elohim is pure. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. In Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the 7th verse, and we quoted this earlier. It says, when a man weighs pleas of Yah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's why even your enemies to be at peace with you. Here you have it where our people was brought here to this land, and they worked our people 7 days a week, day and night, without rest, to the point that if you made it to age 30, that was like being an elder. That's how young we were dying off. And then through acts and works and many fights and those that petitioned to the Most High, all of a sudden your enemies, they got a lightning to say, well, we'll give you a day off. We'll give you Sunday off. They gave you the wrong day. And then they gave you the wrong book. But Yahweh still raised up servants to deliver his word and make the crooked things straight. And through process of time, it kept going and progressing and progressing to now they made up in their own laws. Look, not only can you keep the Sabbath day on the Saturday, we can't even discriminate against you based off of your beliefs, based off of your religion. So if you want a Sabbath day off, we'll respect that. Now you could bring them a piece of paper. Or you could just tell them, I'm not working on the Sabbath day. And now they say, okay, well, we'll respect that. We'll respect that. And this is why time and purpose is so important. Because we need to apply our hearts to wisdom so that we can return to the Most High. Because the only reason why we've been forsaken by the Most High is because we forsook Him. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. And no, we're not living our best life when we forsake the Most High. They got a song called Living My Best Life. No, we're not living our best life. When we forsake the Most High, we're not living our best life at all. We're living the worst life. Because we're living like a scoundrel. And this is what not forsaking the Most High will have you glorying in. It's not about your knowledge that you'd obtain. It's not about riches that you got in your bank account. When you know forsake the Most High, our celebrations are different. And what we glorify in is different. In Jeremiah the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse. It reads, Thus saith Yahweh, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith Yah. This is what Yahweh's serving our delight in. Is that we serve the true and living Elohim, who exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in all the earth. Not just Jerusalem. All the earth. And is the Sabbath day a product of Yahweh's loving kindness? Yes, it is. Are tithes and offering and exercising of Yahweh's righteousness? Yes, it is. Yahweh's people returning unto him and he returning unto us, is that his judgment? Yes, it is. Well, then all these things go throughout the whole earth. All of them. Because when you have forsaken the Most High, we rejoice in the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter. And what are we discussing? Who has Yahweh forsaken? Well, Yahweh has forsaken those that have forsaken them. In Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse, it reads, Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith. Say of Yah's host, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, say of Yah's host. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, say of Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh said, look, pay your tithes, pay your offerings, stop robbing me, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And all the nations will call you blessed. Now you got people that say you can't pay tithes because there's no Levites. The tithe is only corn or animals. Well, this don't say none of that. And the only reason why people don't see it, and the only reason why people don't believe it, is because they've forsaken the Most High. Don't say you got these ways from the church, because the church don't demand you to pay tithes. If they go on by their book, it say give up everything. Not a tenth, 100%. You're not supposed to be rich. These people that they call the Messiah, he's quoted as saying that. He said, look, man, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. But if you want to enter into heaven, you got to give it all up. Not a tenth. So they didn't learn this from churches. Because had they learned this, this is the only righteous law that they try to stick to. But then they'll go by a book that say that all the laws was nailed to the cross. Utter confusion. And you know why people are believing in this foolishness? Because they have forsaken Yah. And because they have forsaken Yahweh, Yahweh has forsaken them. So now you don't have the law in your midst. And you don't have teaching priests. These things are removed. So now you just left to the imaginations of your own heart. And you're just being led in utter destruction. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter. Isaiah 54, and I'm going to start reading at verse 5. Isaiah 54 and 5 reads, for thy maker is thy husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of the whole earth, shall he be called. For Yahweh have called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou was refused, saith thy Elohim. Now for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath have I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer. So Yahweh is letting us know it was only for a moment that he forsook us. Because Yahweh know that his laws are righteous, that his statutes are righteous, his commandments are righteous, his judgments are righteous. Yahweh knows these things. And Yahweh is the creator of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And he knows that there's a time and a purpose for everything under the heaven. And he knows that these things were only to happen but for a moment. So yes, we were forsaken for a moment. But Yahweh said that he was going to return to us and reveal his face unto us. These things are just for the moment. But for those that have forsaken the Most High, he has forsaken you so you may never see this time unless you humble yourself and plead to the Most High and petition that he teach you the number of your days so that you may apply your heart unto wisdom. So you can learn how to return to Yahweh. So we can learn the wisdom of Yahweh, the understanding of Yahweh, the knowledge of Yahweh. Because this is the only way we're going to cleave to the Most High, not forsake him. And this is the only way that he will not forsake us. But these things were just for a little moment. That's why Yahweh said, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. Yahweh is the one that has given us our flax, our wine, our gold, our silver, our trinkets, our nose jewels, our garments, the little tinkling ornaments around the women's feet, and the earrings and their nose jewels and the beauty decked out. That was Yahweh. But because we forsook him, he forsook us and took all that away from us. So now we must return unto the Most High so that we can get these things back, so that we can regain our righteousness. And we're not going to get these things for our righteousness' sake. It's going to be for the Most High's righteousness' sake. But we have to return unto him. Last scripture. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the second chapter. In the book of Hosea, the second chapter, I'm going to start reading at the fourth verse. Hosea 2, verse 4 reads, "And I will not have mercy upon their children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that hath conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will gather after my lovers. They gave me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not be, find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her grain and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for this idol. Therefore will I return." And yeah, this is what Yahweh said that he would do. Yahweh said, this is what we will do. We done made ourselves a whore to many of these nations. And we've given them credit and credence for things that they have not done. But once we return to the Most High, we know that it was Yahweh that gave us our substance that we have here. And on the four corners of the earth, it was Yahweh that gave us all these things in the first place. It was Yahweh that gave us the grain, the wine, the oil. It wasn't Kroger's. It wasn't Whole Foods. It wasn't the clothing stores. It wasn't the Gentiles. It wasn't the nations that we are scattered in the midst of. It was Yahweh the whole time that gave us all of our substance. And the only reason why we didn't see it, and the only reason why we don't see it, is because we forsook our Elohim. But now it's time for us to return. Now it's time for us to shake the dust off of ourselves and return unto the true and living Elohim. And there may be some out there that may be listening for the first time. And they may say, well, Brother Obadiah, how do we return? What's one of the great ways to return? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. One of the greatest ways to return back to the Most High is to keep his Sabbath day. Keep his Sabbath day, which is tomorrow. And as the scripture that Moray Ashaya brought out earlier this week in Psalms 113, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. So the best day to start is if Yahweh bless you to wake up in the land of the living, start first thing in the morning. And let's return our paths to returning back to Yah. So he will return back unto us. For it's the Sabbath day, Yahweh said, this is how we show the world that we know him. This is how we show the world this. So what better way to prepare yourself? Now get yourself clean, get your house in order, get everything straightened so when tomorrow morning comes in, all we have to focus on is giving praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. The best way to return. And that's why this program is called Nothing But the Truth, because that's nothing but the truth. If you want to return back to Yahweh, If you want to stop forsaking Yahweh, then the best way to start is to do it tomorrow, on the day that Yahweh sanctified and made holy. And you can tune in here tomorrow. Class starts at 12 o'clock. So let's get ourselves together, because Yahweh is with us as long as we be with him. But if we forsake him, he will forsake us. And for so long, we've been forsaken, because we've forsaken the true and living Elohim. But let us return, and let us give true praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.